Well, you know, there's something called big news, and then there's something called Sputnik. That was more than big news.
The filmmaker David Hoffman remembers the appearance of Sputnik. He was 13, living with his family on Long Island.
That was the newest thing on the planet.
Here lineup for the Milwaukee Braves visiting Yankee Stadium.
Well, it was a Friday evening in Levittown, Long Island. The World Series was on. We were all preparing to watch. And all of a sudden, it came over on the television and on the radio at the same time.
You have just tuned in to this special bulletin. Washington has confirmed that yesterday, the Soviet Union successfully launched history's first man-made satellite into space orbit.
Sputnik was up there. Of course, we'd never heard the word before, and we had no idea where it was or what it meant. But my parents got immediately concerned, and they actually opened the door and looked up outside. And so when they announced on radio and on television and in the papers that it was going to fly over New York, Long Island, Levittown, at that appointed hour, dusk, everybody went outside. I mean, there wasn't a house that didn't have people standing in front of it. And there were groups of people standing in the baseball field, and there were binoculars, and there were telescopes on tripods. And then,
I see it.
When we saw it, it lasted about 5 or 7 minutes, this light in the sky. People screamed, people pointed. Most of the adults were smoking cigarettes. I can remember that. You could see the smoke in the air. The thing about Levittown is every house could see every other house. There were no trees. It was potato fields that they grew these houses up on. And kids were, like, kind of grabbing on and trying to look at it harder, and some people were crying. I didn't really know why. Several people prayed and they gave the sign of the cross on their bodies. My father was not one who expressed his emotions easily, and my mother was a Russian immigrant. So she was extremely afraid. She held his hand and mine so much so that it hurt. When it was over, everybody continued to stand outside. That's kind of interesting. You didn't just sort of go back in, close the door, and continue with the evening TV. You stood there in the dark, and like it was going to come again. We never had looked up and seen something flying up there that people had made, outer space. Okay, it was Russians, but it was us. It was human beings who were up in space. That means that the next year or two or five or ten, I could be in space. My buddies could be in space. This was real. People were very afraid, and I was really excited. I found out later a lot of other kids were equally excited, and they went on to build rockets, to dream of becoming astronauts, to become scientists, to totally change their lives. Well, you know, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, he's building that rocket that he says is going to bring up people for a couple of $1,000. And I asked my wife if I stood a 50% chance of living or dying, and I could get up there and maybe go even to Mars, how'd she feel if I said yes? And at first she said, no way. And then she said, well, she might do it too. So I'm not sure what the odds of my life survival, what I would do to get the chance to see the Earth the way Rusty Schweikert did when he called it that jewel, and when the other astronaut did, who held his thumb up from the moon and the Earth was gone just by his thumb. I mean, what risk will you take? Well, I'd take a lot.
The filmmaker David Hoffman. You can find out more about his documentary, Sputnik Mania, at studio360.org.